Sam Acho grew up in Dallas, but there's another place halfway around the world that also feels like home.
But people go home, right, for Christmas break, and so we went home. You know, we went back to Africa, went back to Nigeria, and got a chance to see my grandma and aunts and uncles and cousins.
Sam visited Nigeria several times as a young child. While most of his memories are happy memories reuniting with family, he still remembers some of the hard times Nigeria has faced.
When I was a lot younger, there was a time where Nigeria was under military rule, and so it was bad. I mean, you'd be driving down the highway and there'd be these, you know, guys in camo outfits with like AK-47s.
In 1999, Nigeria regained democracy, ending almost 33 years of military rule. 4 years later, at 15 years old, Sam found himself going back with a new purpose.
My dad started a ministry called Living Hope Christian Ministries, and so my mom's a doctor, dad has his PhD in psychology, but he's just a leader of people. So they got together about, you know, 35 or 40 different physicians and surgeons, and they would go to villages and get free medical care. So I was 15 when I went the first time on that trip, and that my eyes were opened to a completely new level.
What stuck out on that trip?
It's the hope and the joy that people have when they have so little, right? They would sleep on the floor for days. They would walk miles to get there, just to get the little treatment that we had. So they didn't have anything. Yet after we gave them like a pair of glasses after filling out their prescription, after we gave them some medicine, after the doctor checking them out, or after doing a hernia surgery, or their ophthalmologist removing a cataract, they would be so grateful. I mean, tears, and they'd be thanking us so much. And I'm sitting here like, man, these people show more joy than like people I know in America.
Seeing that joy motivated Sam to keep going back. He even met his wife in Nigeria, and together they have a one-year-old son. The Acho family is growing, and so is their vision for providing care in Nigeria.
Now we're at a point where we're trying to build something. We're trying to build a hospital over there so that we don't have to have people wait a year to get service. We've bought the land, we've cleared the entire land, so now we're in the process of trying to raise some funds. It's a $2 million goal. Once we, you know, raise that money, we'll be building Living Hope Clinic.
Why is it important for you to give back?
I'm a guy who stands for justice, like what's fair and what's just. And I mean, some people are born with less. Some people are born with more. To much whom is given, much is required, right? So if you've been given a lot, you're required to give a lot.
Sam's parents instilled the importance of giving and other values in their children early on.
How has your father influenced you?
He's just been a solid rock in our family. That's just what he's been. Through thick and thin, he's been a solid rock. When I get to college and I've, you know, had a little bit of success, and now I'm getting NFL teams look at me. And I remember they came to a game one day and we lost that game, and we were all going to dinner after as a family. And my brother and I, we didn't say a word on the car ride home, right? Like, we lost, we were bitter. Talk about breaking the ice. He was like, hey boys, this is not how we act in this family. Like, this is just a game.
Even though it was just a game, Sam's dad never missed one. But throughout the years, he made sure Sam knew education always came first.
He drilled education, because that's one thing that can never be taken away from you. And so put us in the number one school in all of Texas. Even when I went to the University of Texas, he said, hey, you're going to play football, but you're going to be in the business school as well. And so I applied for the business school. I got in. I applied for the business honors program. I got into that, which was even a smaller subset of top-tier students.
After his 2010 season at the University of Texas, Sam was awarded the Campbell Trophy, given to college football's top scholar athlete. Along with the award came a $22,000 postgraduate scholarship.
Like, I got to use this. And so I'm in the NFL, but in the off seasons, I decide, well, let me go back and get my MBA. And so I go to the number one school for international business, right? It's the Thunderbird School of Global Management. Recently, they've merged with ASU. So I go, and in the offseason, I'm getting my MBA.
Sam is a competitor in school and in football, and at one point, even Shakespeare.
In high school, we had a Shakespeare contest. I'm a competitor, so I wanted to win the Shakespeare contest, so I memorized it, and I just never forgot it. It's helped me on the football field. It's helped me off the football field. It's helped me whenever anyone wants to know a little bit of Shakespeare.
Oh, shine out, fair sun, till I have bought a glass.
that I may see my shadow as I pass.
Shakespeare guru, student, pro athlete, father, and philanthropist, Sam Acho wears many hats.
Your email signature used to be Sam Acho, NFL linebacker / humanitarian.
Still is.
Still true?
Yeah, still true. Never hadn't changed. I'm an NFL linebacker, which I am, and a humanitarian. I care about people. I care about people not only in Nigeria, I care about people in Chicago.
It's really amazing what the Acho family has done for so many years in Nigeria. Yeah. And I gotta say, I'm still impressed with the Shakespeare. I can't get over that.
You know what? You know what's funny? I didn't even know that he knew Shakespeare like that. I was just joking when I said, hey, do you have any hidden talents? Oh, no. I said, I heard you had some hidden talents. And then he just broke out in Shakespeare. I was like,
wow. So that's your tactic? You just ask without...
Yeah. That, some people are like, okay, this is my hidden talent. From afar, I've looked at you and I've wondered. I was like, who is this guy?
Shakespeare is not your hidden talent. What is your hidden talent?
Really? I can pop and lock.
Okay.
Actually.
Not so hidden anymore.